Randy Tenelier is one of the coordinators for Winnipeg Veg Fest, and Veg Out actually starts today. If you are looking for some vegan and vegetarian signature dishes that many restaurants are getting involved with, we're going to talk with Randy, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about what it's all about.
Yeah, so Veg Out is an event that we put on every year, and what we do is we go to local restaurants, and we challenge them to make a new menu item that's completely animal product-free, so plant-based menu item. And this year we have about 40 restaurants that are going to participate, and it runs from January 19th till the 28th. And we've got some really amazing creations from some of Winnipeg's best chefs. We've got pizzas and pastas and burgers, and we have a barbecue pulled tofu bun that looks really good. A lot of really cool stuff. Yeah.
Now, we know of some of the staples that have been with Veg Out for a while, like Banh Mi King and Ruffage Eatery. What new restaurants are joining the fray?
Well, let me see. What else do we have? We have House of Taste, which is a newer sort of Middle Eastern restaurant that is doing a burger, which is really looking forward to. Inferno's Bistro in St. Boniface is doing a roast squash pasta that looks really good as well. So, yeah, each year we have new restaurants sort of jump on board.
And how do these restaurants kind of top their creations from last year? Because obviously, you really want to come with something new and something signature that really sticks with people, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, we just asked them to give them sort of the rules, and they go off and they just come back with some amazing things. Like, if you look at the sort of where plant-based eating is today versus maybe 10 or 15 years ago, it's really exploded. It used to just be something very simple, salads, that sort of thing, French fries. But now there's a lot of meat products or imitation meat products that people often use. If people incorporate Middle Eastern, East Indian, different types of cultural food that traditionally was animal product free. So there's just so many different things out there now. It's fantastic.
I'm kind of curious, what was a dish that maybe sounded maybe weird or unique on paper, but it exceeded your expectations when you actually had it? Do you have one in mind?
Oh, that's that's a really, really good question. Sometimes, I'm shocked by some of the creations that people come up with. I had a pasta, actually, this is something I've had in the restaurants before, but I made myself the other day was a creamy pasta that was made from cashews.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So if you puree cashews, add a few more ingredients, you have this amazing creamy sauce that is just fantastic. And it's, full of protein and other good things too.
You actually answered my next question was like, has this event actually inspired you to create stuff for yourself?
Yeah, it has. I kind of got involved in this whole thing many years ago and started eating more plant-based due to kind of ethical concerns around the way that animals are raised and industrial farming. But the more that I learn about it, the more I realize that, there's a huge health benefit to eating plant-based. And it's also, in terms of the environment, so much better for the environment as well. So, it's really changed the way that I have looked at eating myself.
Now let's talk about Free From Farm Sanctuary and how this event is actually helping them out. Tell us a little bit about the sanctuary first of all.
Yeah, right. So Free From Farm Sanctuary is a little farm animal sanctuary located, I think it's just north a little ways of St. Anne's, Manitoba. And they do some amazing work taking care of some rescued animals. They've got a whole supply of animals out there. They have open farm days every once in a while. So if people want to go out and, pet a goat or meet a pig, they can do that. They are just a great little operation. So we're really happy to have some of the proceeds from this event go to supporting them.
Awesome. And if people want to find out more about Winnipeg Veg Fest or Veg Out, which is coming up this week, where can they go to find out more information?
Right. So they can go to our website, which is Winnipeg Veg Fest, which is VEGFEST.ca, or they can follow us under that same name on Facebook or Instagram. We have pictures of all of the entries and a description of where the restaurant is, all of the information you need to check it out. And yeah, we really encourage people to go support our local restaurants, try one of those items or try a few, and then go onto our website and vote for your favorite one.
Awesome. Randy, appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck with Thursday and beyond.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.